You will hear the gospel again on Sunday. And this Sunday, you will find something a little bit more different and unique, that all of the statues will be turned around or covered because of this gospel itself. At the beginning of what we would call, before Vatican II, the beginning of Passion Week, as you see the escalation begin, continue to rise, that Jesus had to slip away. He had to go away because the Jews begin to persecute him, seeking him out and begin to hunt him down. But a little bit of that later on as we go into Sunday. But the one detail when I pray about this gospel reading is that, did you hear the desperation in the man's voice? Not 1 year, but for 38 years. 38 years. He sat in the portico waiting to be healed. 38 years. Sat there. And then Jesus saw him and he asked him, do you want to be well? And he said, yes, I do, Lord. I do want so. But I don't have anyone to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And by the time that I get there, it's too late already. A sense of desperation. A sense of hopelessness. Not for 1 month. Not for a few months, not for a few years, but 38 years. And I wonder if we have that perseverance or not. I think at times when we don't get something, we give up right away. Or we blame God right away. But Jesus saw the small details, doesn't he? The good Lord sees the small details. And he had compassion for this man. He had mercy for this man. And he healed this man on a Sabbath. Did he break the law? Yes, he did. But he broke the law out of charity. And today, for the office of reading, the second reading in our office of reading a priest and clergy, it said that we are called to charity because charity is our own ability to emulate and imitate God's own love. Love equates to caritas, which means charity. And charity is unlimited, cannot be confined, cannot be bound, because love is God Himself. Something for us to think about, my brothers and sisters. No matter what's going on in our life, may we first not lose hope. This man have taught us that. That God, even at the time when no one expect anything to happen, he pays attention. He's very attentive to the small things. And perhaps at the moments when we least expect something, God will heal us and will grant our desires. First, do you believe that? And second, how can we participate in God's own charity in our own life? May we not nickel and dime God or nickel and dime our neighbor, but to really give ourselves in loving them in not a quantifiable way, but in how we emulate the quality of love that we have first received from God Himself.